What's going on, everybody? This is your host, Edison, with the Questionable Behavior Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @_QBPC. Also, give us 5 stars on all podcast apps and anywhere that they allow stars. We got a special episode. We out in Miami, Florida. We got Press P in the building. Say what up.
Yes, sir. What's good? What's happening out there? It's your boy, Press P, Dade County Zone, man. We here. Thanks for having me.
We're going to start off. First of all, what do you feel about, like, comparisons? Like, if someone compares you to another artist or whatever, like, some people take offense to that. Other people are, you know, take it as a compliment because you're being compared to someone great. So what do you feel about that?
I rock with it. It's like somebody's opinion, too, so I gotta respect it, you feel me?
Yeah.
If I remind them of something, I just want to see what it is just to check because I done got a few crazy comparisons before.
What's some comparisons you got?
People compare me to Currency a lot because I make Currency, a lot of smoking music.
Right.
It's like laid back. Mm-hmm. I done got Snoop Dogg before.
Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, I done got Devin the Dude before.
That's the one I was going to say right here. I had that on my nose. I was like, remind me of Devin the Dude.
It's dope because I definitely grew up listening to all three artists.
Yeah.
You feel me? So it's cool to catch, when people catch those same similarities in you because it means you got something in common with someone dope like that. So
yeah.
I rock.
Especially like Devin the Dude. That's like one of the few artists that's done songs with Biggie
Legend.
And Tupac.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So.
Legend.
So tell me about, like, you dropped 2 albums this year.
Yeah.
One was kind of like you said, more of the high vibes and smoking music.
Yeah.
And the other one was kind of like more R&B type of like baby-making music. So tell me like, what was the idea behind those two? Were you always trying to launch like 2 different vibes in that year? Or how did you plan that?
The year ain't over yet, so y'all gonna catch more vibes for sure. But with my music, I always got like a plan with my most projects, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? With Prezi, it wasn't too much of a plan. It was like more my manager Gutter, my boy Jordan, who does my A&R.
Mm-hmm.
They was just like, yo, you got a lot of songs that we feel like you need to just compile into a project.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And from there, we started with probably like 4 or 5 of the songs, and then I started recording a couple new ones just to fill in the vibe way more.
Mm-hmm.
And after it came out, up until this day, like, a lot of the songs on there, people feel like it's, like, big singles, like, some of my best singles so far.
Mm.
And that kind of was the goal, to just give them a few, like, real dope records, but a good mixture of them, you know what I'm saying? And then with Smoke Session, shout out to my boy PB Large, we got songs in the stash. Like, I grew up with him, so
mm-hmm.
the studio's in North Miami. Whenever I'm around North Miami, I'm always at his studio. So we was recording a lot of stuff, and 420 was coming up. You know, it's like, come on, we gotta give the smoker something. So we just put that together, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just drop that.
In one of your songs, you said smoking saved my life.
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
I feel like if I wasn't a stoner, I'd be getting into a lot of different things. Like, living in Miami is crazy out here. Like, you can do so much. And I do music, and music and weed go hand in hand. And most of the time, if I'm not doing music, I'm just cooling, you feel me? And I feel like being away from doing certain things, just vibing, smoking, being around different people, the people that it brought around.
You feel like it keeps you kind of calm and it doesn't let you go.
Yeah, it don't let me go, like, left with anything. And, like, my mind, I'm always thinking different than other people, too. So I feel like it's definitely attributed to the weed, you know what I mean? Like, it opened my mind a different way. So it changed me, you know what I mean? It made me a different person for the better, you know what I'm saying? And I know there's a lot of stigmas with it that comes along
of course.
But
now it's getting better. I mean, it's just weird now seeing, like, when just only a few years ago, you're hiding everywhere.
Yeah.
Now it's like you're lighting up everywhere.
Bro,
and
the people that smoking with you is crazy. It's like, damn, like,
everybody now smokes.
It's crazy. You know what I mean?
People that I know never even looked at weed have a weed pen. You know what I mean?
Like, lit right now because they know the benefits of it. You know what I'm saying? There's so many benefits of it. And just mainly just keeping a level head. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that saved me because I was already nonchalant. Now I'm like nonchalant and like I think differently on how I move and the things that I choose to do. So I figure, you know, give it to them like that. Give them something real because they just think it's just you getting high and that's it all day.
Right.
It's deep and, you know, it's life changing.
Much deeper than that. It's not just, you're not just getting high to just get high.
That stoner lifestyle is different, man. Mm. Like, it could change you up, you know what I mean?
You posted something on Instagram that caught my eye where it was basically talking about how, you know, people just put out an image and, like, right away people believe, like, oh, that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, a lot of people, like, they're trying to get, you know, everybody's doing everything for a follow, for a like, and whatever, instead of for, like, a real, true human connection. So how do you kind of strain away from that, from just trying to, like, look good on Instagram, but instead make, like, personal connections.
I definitely try to, like, contact people that rock with my music. Like, any fan of mine that ever DM that they like something, I take it deeper. I ask them what they like about it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I try to get to know them. Because the more people you know, it's, like, the better, I feel like. And I just like to just have that personal basis with almost everybody that I come across. Mm-hmm. At least if I can have a quick conversation with you, I take it deep. Like, we'll have a real convo. You know what I'm saying? I leave something with you, and I'm going away from you with something too. You know what I mean? So, because we human, bro. Yeah. It don't matter what goes on. Like, yeah, I'm an artist. I done did so many things, been so many places, but I'm no different than you. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, we definitely probably have things in common, mm-hmm. and I just try to find those things in everyone that I know. So. It's just, like, it's natural to me now at this point. And usually, you know, as an artist, you got to, like, kind of stray away from that sometimes because it's not always a safe situation, like, getting to know people. So
right.
I know, like, the more people that I do know, the more I know how to deal with people. You get me? So I could kind of peep people vibes now. It's different, so.
Was it something that, like, you worked on and you were just, like, talking to people and all that and made you more comfortable to, like, just talk and vibe with everybody?
I've always been, like, a people person, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And then now I make music for the people, so
right.
I got to have a connection to the people and I got to be able to, like, relay what they feeling into the music, you know what I'm saying, to make them relate to it. So how else could I do that? I can't just be on Instagram looking at your Instagram like... Most people not even the same, you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, offline, it's not even the same person. Yeah.
So when I see you in person, you're going to catch me and I'm going to be able to talk to you. Mm-hmm. I ain't that type of person where it's like I'm unreachable, you know what I'm saying?
Or
I'm not unapproachable. I may look unapproachable, you feel me? I might be with a whole bunch of goons or something, but, yo, like, you still could pull up and holler at me, you know what I'm saying?
So you do a lot of community work. Even now, we're sitting here at one of your friends' places, Roots Collective.
Yeah, Roots Collective.
Which
shout
is a big community spot,
yeah,
and people get work done here. So tell me about, like, the community work and what you're trying to do and give back to, like,
man,
the younger people.
Like, being from here in Miami, like, I always saw people giving back since I was growing up. Even, like, street dudes, like, even, like, you know, even athletes, like, all the athletes that came out of here playing football and basketball. So, like... I know it's my role as I get older, I got to be able to give back to the young people that's coming up, that's mm-hmm. growing up in the same streets I was running around in. So a place like Roots is dope because we always have the open doors here. You know what I mean? It's always open doors, always love. And that comes right back to you. If you give, it's going to come back. You know what I mean? So that's really always been important to me. Like, I've done a shoe drive a few months ago for back to school. Shout out my boy Fatboy Marley. We put that together. Christmas time, we was giving out toys with the XXX Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And that was right there in North Miami High where I went to school at. So
yeah.
It's just always a good feeling to give back to the same people. Because we coming from different walks of life. But like I said before, like, everybody got something in common. And it's
right.
really love, bro. So you got to show love to get love. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right, right. And put positive energy out so you get it back,
yeah,
back to you.
Yeah.
So a couple years ago, you were featured on XXL Magazine as, like, one of the Florida rappers to watch out for. You were on a list with Kodak Black. You were on a list with Denzel Curry.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about that feeling, you know, and being on that list, that important.
Man, that was a dope vibe, too, because it was shining the light on the city in a good way where a lot of people weren't familiar at first, you know what I'm saying? They might not have known me. Some people might not even know known Kodak at that time
mm-hmm.
or Denzel. But like I said before, we all grew up right here.
Right.
Like, I knew them guys before the fame. I done been around them before the fame. So to be in a list with them as someone to watch,
mm-hmm.
it just made me feel like everything I was doing was actually working. Because in this... this indie vibe that we got going here, like, this underground scene we have in Florida, it feels like sometimes, like, you're not gonna make it out. You feel
mm-hmm.
me? Like, nobody's paying attention. Like, the world don't see what we got going on. And then
something like that comes out and kind of gives you, like,
it's a crazy
almost
spark.
Like a relief in a sense. Like,
crazy spark.
What we're doing is actually the right thing.
Like, it's moving and somebody mm-hmm. paying attention, and now more people paying attention. And, like,
Someone like Puya, for example, that came from here, he's underground as hell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hell
so,
yeah.
like, he made it huge from, like, a really underground and different vibe completely.
Literally, like, so. Puya, we come from ciphers with Puya.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, pushing each other in ciphers. So, like, to see him now doing all these shows around the world, you feel me? Like, it's big, and it means a lot. And it lets you know, like, anything's obtainable as long
right.
as you have, like,
seeing
goals.
Someone, like, that you know you work with made it over there.
So
makes
close,
it,
you know what I mean?
It makes it seem like, all right,
and it keeps happening. It keeps happening. There's so many dope artists coming out of Florida. And it used to be, like, coming out of Miami. But now it's like every city in Florida's got some popping artists. So it's dope, man. I feel like we got enough power as far as like a scene and like just the scenery alone in Miami, and then like the people, the culture in Miami, like the diversity we got here, it's enough to be as just as big as Atlanta is right now, or as California was at one point, New York was at one point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So definitely.
It's so just from like our conversation now, it seems like you guys work together over here. You know, you guys push each other's vibes.
Even if it's not even on songs or collaborations, food, like we all rock with each other and we know each other outside of the music. So like you'll see like at somebody's show, like I went to London for Curry's show. Mm. I was in London at the same time he had a show. We there with him, you know what I'm saying? Like that's just
did you go for the show specifically, or
I was out there. It's my birthday. I was just in Europe, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And he had a show at the same time, so I hit him and we pulled up.
Yeah.
Just like with Ross, like Rick Ross would be was in New York at one point.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a DM, and we was at his show. You know what I'm saying? Like Florida people really do stick together. It do feel like they my cousins, like you know what I'm saying? Like a distant relative, because we so much alike, and then yet different at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's because we Florida boys. It's just you know.
Hold on, let me stop this. All right, so we were just mentioning Rick Ross, and Rick Ross actually basically co-signed you, right?
Yeah.
He went on Drink Champs.
Drink Champs,
yeah. And then he shouted you out.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about that, first of all. You know, the fucking, I mean, Rick Ross, he's another legend.
He's a real one. He's solid. Like, every time I get around him, it's always love. Sam Sneak, his DJ, he grew up right in the same neighborhood as me, too, like a couple blocks away, really.
Mm.
So just the fact that he mentioned me amongst other artists, it was big, because like I said, like just coming up in the same place, like Miami won't have that many OGs that's in the music industry doing it big where you could look up to them and want to be like them, you know what I'm saying? And Ross is definitely one of those people, so to get acknowledgement from him was big. Yeah, definitely big.
So would you say like this generation of artists, you know, the people you were just mentioning along with yourself are pushing the scene and collaborations a lot more than previous generations in Miami specifically, or in Florida?
You could say that, because it's more artists, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
It's way more. Because
than before.
Before, they was doing it like Khaled did his thing with Pitbull and Flo Rida and everybody. Right. They was together for sure. But I guess now, because it's us, like we younger, it's way more artists now, you feel me? And definitely people collab way more. Like, yeah, it happens on the higher scale now.
So
it just got to get to that popular music level, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Once that happens, that's when it's really like, Florida here.
So your song Hit Me Up, I thought was one of the best in that album.
Yeah.
I have that on my playlist right away.
Yeah.
What would you say is like one of your favorites that you made in this year, in these two
songs?
Albums? Yeah. Your personal favorites.
Damn, bro. Ayo, What Happened? You saw that video for Ayo, What Happened?
No, I didn't see it.
That's the last video I dropped. That was on Prezi. That's like one of my favorite songs. I always play that shit.
Do you listen back to your music and try to like, catch like either something like and try to fix your style, or try to fix something for the next song, or like do you like listen back to your songs with that type of focus?
Yeah, hell yeah. To get the flow better, like more tightened up on the next joint, or like take something I did before and like revamp it when people don't even notice I revamped it. You know what I'm saying? Like, definitely. You gotta go back to your old stuff. Like, I always check like the numbers on my songs and see what people was feeling the most.
Right.
And try to like to kinda give them a newer version of it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So like if something's popular on a certain album, you try to like kind of in a sense definitely remake something similar.
I might make a whole album with that vibe.
So what got you into the vibe that you have now, you know, the smoking vibe and whatever? Because I feel like in Florida there's a lot of different types of style of hip hop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what made you kind of go into that lane? Was it just like how life is for you?
I think it was like just traveling, really. Like, I went to a lot of like, I've been to a lot of places so far, and at one point I hadn't traveled at all, you feel me? Like, I've been to Haiti, like, when I was young, because that's my descent, but, like, besides just going up and down Florida, I hadn't really traveled too much years back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then I went to L.A. and Seattle and Amsterdam and New Orleans.
Started opening
New York.
Kind of your mind.
Yeah,
everything.
It kind of fixed, like, a lot of things in my head about life, like, things that I probably would have never noticed just staying home, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it taught me, too, because everywhere I go, I hear different kind of music, like, being in Austin, Texas, doing like festivals like South by Southwest, you see so many different kind of styles in just one weekend of music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you gotta come back with something.
Right.
Every time I came back, it start with just the beat selection. Like, I always, like, every album we start with the beats. We don't go straight into it. We just think about like what sounds good together. You know what I mean? And then we just jump on them. But it's just about building that sound.
Yeah.
It took years, and it's like, I think it's traveling that really opened my eyes to it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, if you hear a certain sound, you're trying to, like, oh, I can work with that kind of thing.
It just, it kind of influenced you without knowing.
Right.
Like, you end up liking something that you hear or that you see.
And it opens your mind.
Yeah, it just switches something off in my mind. I don't know. Mm. And I catch vibes like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you work with the same producer a lot? Like, because, like, your two albums, like I said, are two different vibes. So who produced both of those?
Prezi, it was a lot of producers. But on Smoke Sessions, it was one producer, PB Large. And these new albums that I'm about to drop is kind of the same, where it's like one's a mixture. And then I started linking with certain just groups of producers. Like, it depends. Like, I try to just make with one producer, but then it ends up,
yeah,
I get so many vibes and I just put those on one project. But I like linking up with one producer mainly, though, because you could develop a whole new sound with just one person. Yeah.
So you just said you're going to launch something this year.
Yeah, I might have some tricks.
Are we getting an exclusive or what?
Yeah, you might. I might have something on the phone I could play you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
So we might get some exclusive. Yeah, when this episode launches, you might hear something new. Who knows?
Yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah.
Tell me about the job tour.
Yeah, me and my boy Bones. Shout out to Bones. He's an artist from Miramar. We did a song called Job. And, like, literally, since this came out, we've been performing it every night. Like, it's been so much shows, like, every weekend. I say every night. I'm tripping. Every weekend, you know what I'm saying? We've been performing it. And we just came up with the plan to just hit a couple cities in Florida and take it on a tour real quick. Because we got vibes. We got a lot of songs that's just fire. Like, Bones got so much music, and I got so much music. And we just wanted to open the doors to the other artists in the city to just get on it, too. So we're about to go on tour November 1st. Yeah,
that's when it starts.
Yeah.
How long is the tour going to be?
It's a 3-day sound so far. We got Miami, Tampa, and Orlando.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to take it further after.
Now, since you were just talking about traveling and you went to all these different cities and got different vibes, you definitely have a plan to go international and go perform somewhere.
Yeah.
So what's the plan, and what cities would you like to hit?
I definitely, like, a goal of mine, I want to perform at the O2 Arena, the one in London.
Okay.
It? I want to go out there. I want to go to Europe, bro. That's, like, my biggest goal is, like, to just tour the world that way, like, outside of America, you know what I mean?
Right.
I want to go out. Like, I done did shows in Bahamas a few times, and that, just being in different places, like, catching a flight to go do a show, like, out of the country, that's the wave. I just want to travel, bro. Europe,
just that feeling
Australia,
of, like,
Africa.
My music is bringing me here.
Yeah, definitely. Because it's worldwide. Like, the internet make it so much more, like, easier to extend yourself, like, to take your music further. And having fans overseas, like, you got to be able to touch them. They want to see you, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They don't ever get chances to come here, just like we hardly get chances to go there, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
So, show drive. What is that? Oh, I gotta edit this out. Can't. Oh, yeah, you have your group is The Camp, right? That's like your group of...
It was like the homies at first. It was like a group of my
friends. Is it still the same brand, or is it still...
Yeah, it's The Camp, Pandemonium, that's the crews. Like, we all grew up together right here in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And at first we was rapping, it was like 7 of us rapping.
Okay.
And we went crazy. We had a good buzz growing. And at one point, we just took a step back from it and kind of separated. And it's like 2012. Since then, I've just been putting out solo stuff.
But right.
It's still The Camp all day. They're my bros.
Mm.
But now it's like more of a collective.
Yeah, everybody kind of has their own individual thing, but at the same time doing stuff together kind of thing. Yeah. So what's like the next big move for you, would you say? What's your next goal? Your next stepping stone to something higher?
Shoot. I don't know, bro. I can't even gauge it right now. Like, it's
just
so
focus
crazy
on, like, what's coming up next.
Yeah, like,
the job tour, and then you'll see what kind of...
The thing is with this music stuff, like, you could plan up until a certain point, and as soon as you present it, it just could skyrocket to a whole nother level where you weren't even thinking. Like, just like with the
movies. You had a certain plan, and something clicked, and it's like,
even with, like, the movies and stuff, like, the songs that I got in movies, all of those things happened, and I didn't plan them.
Which movies?
I had a song in Moonlight.
Oh, really?
Play that funk, yeah. And I didn't expect it. I don't know, like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't plan that. You right. can't really do it. I just do the music and I see what the where it takes me, you know what I mean? But definitely, like, in this next year coming, I definitely got to get on these tours. I got to get out these, you know, get out the city more and, like, right. travel more and just see different things in this that this life got for me, you know what I mean?
Well, hopefully we'll see you in New York soon.
Yeah.
And that's when we'll get a vibe.
It's so crazy. I used to think I would hate New York until I went there. Like, New York is crazy.
Yeah.
It's a packed city. It's a lot of going on, but it's dope. Every time I've been there, it's always been dope.
Something
vibes.
Comes up, right?
Yeah.
I feel like, because I feel like every time I go with a plan of, like, making a connection in New York, it happens. You know
always.
What I'm saying? Because someone's always out any day. And then, like, certain times I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm just going to go with something random. And then something comes up. It makes you want to keep going out there and keep going.
You'll
working
be out in
and
New
meeting
York
people.
Until 4 in the morning, just still out. No, right. even know where you're going. Like, catch
just finding
you
know the next thing, like, from the one thing. Yeah, exactly.
New York is lit.
So tell everybody, first of all, give all your shout-outs. Tell everybody where they can check out your music, where to follow you, you know, all the good stuff.
You already know. You can hit us up at thecampsite.com. You get everything Press P, all the merch, all the videos, all the songs, everything. Search me up on all your streaming services, Prez P. Hit Google, hit YouTube, look me up.
Just Prez P.
Yeah.
That's it.
P-R-E-Z-P. Look up The Camp. You're going to see it. You know what it is? We here. Shout out to The Camp, Pandemonium Group. We lit.
And hopefully we'll get a nice little exclusive at the end of this episode. I'm still going to try to convince him now. Maybe getting a little fucked up and he'll send it by accident. Let's see.
I might send that. I might airdrop something to you.
All right, everybody. Make sure to tune in to The Question We'll Be Having Podcast. Give us stars everywhere. And subscribe to our YouTube channel. I always forget that one. All right.
Subscribe.
Exactly. Subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell your mom. Everybody.
Hey. Shake and bake, you know what it is. Hey. Me and Prezi got them packs for real. We in a building, now we plotting on a quarter mil.
Hey, me and Johnny got it locked for real. We was chilling, now we popping like prescription pills. About to, shake and bake the whole place. About to, shake and bake the whole place. Hey, we shake and bake the whole place. Hey, we shake and bake the whole place. Pills. About to, shake and bake the whole place, about to, shake and bake the whole place, ayy, we shake and bake the whole place, ayy, we shake and bake the whole place, ayy, I'm smoking and I'm rolling still, keep them coming back to back, I'm throwing alleys for real, ayy, my dogs got their own pack, they already know the drill, we keep them girls coming through to go uphill, controlling wages, used to trolling behind pages, jumping off stages to planes, no vacations, I got bad ones spellbounded by the fragrance, I blow smoke in my haters' faces, so flagrant, it's me and Johnny, that's a celebrated occasion, we decorated, we veterans, you happy you made it, promise you leaving faded, I got them backwoods stuff like some egg rolls, and we gon' get them pesos, that's for sure though, ain't playing no games about it, that's a no-no,
me and Prezi got them packs for real, we in the building, now we plotting on a quarter mil.